We're starting the podcast for the end of November 2023.
Here's your Black Prince.
Adam's just bringing in my Black Prince, and I am Joshua French, and this is Adam Webb, and we're drinking different black beers, and we're coming towards the end of the month. We're lying in bed with many layers on. I've got at least four layers on with a great big puffer jacket.
Yeah, it's cold. It's November. It's a particularly cold November. Arctic, I think I described it as. And we've just put the heating on and it's midnight.
And Moogie's in bed. She's chewing on her own thigh.
She's having a little nibble. Oh, bless her.
Hopefully she's not... I mean, she's not hungry. I think it's just she's got some kind of scratch or parasite or something.
A bit of a scratch. Oh, no, she's fine.
But we're already a minute into it. We haven't even started to...
No, so here we are for live theming. And this is our end of the month podcast where we wrap up our experience of the theme of the month.
Oh, yes. My name's Joshua and this is Adam.
Well, you said that already. Oh,
and the life theming is a fun game where you theme every month of your life with a different thing, and it makes you experience different delights than you might normally have noticed and appreciate them more as well. And this month there's been two themes, black and shadows. Shadows, great theme suggested by Ginny. And black, do you want to explain why we have black as well?
Well, black was, it felt like it was the theme for November, even though it didn't win all the votes. I just felt very powerfully that we needed to make some space for that. So as an exception, we had both themes, which kind of went hand in hand. Black and shadows aren't that dissimilar, although, as one of my kind of poetic lines or insights had explored, I was telling you about earlier, if everything's in black, then you can't see any shadows because you need light for shadows.
That's true.
But shadows are black in themselves. So, but yeah, there's the link. And or gray, go figure out that. Yeah. So yes, these two themes we've been enjoying across the month. We've been listening to songs and watching films and researching and talking to people. And just really trying to bring about more understanding of what black and shadows mean for us in our lives.
And we've kind of different podcasts throughout the years, and sometimes it's like the top 10 things about the theme. And lately it's kind of got a bit looser, hasn't it? And it's started to become a bit more like, well, what's the legacy? What are the things it's going to leave us with? And we decided tonight for this one, it could be 5 minutes, it could be 20 minutes, half an hour. Who knows how it'll be, but we decided just to free ourselves from conventions and just share what we want to share.
Yeah, just be a bit free for all. I think something that we realised in our wrapping up of the month that we do anyway, it's really lovely just to have a conversation around that and see what really resonates, what we're passionate about, things that we could be different, things that we feel the same about. And we thought let's try the same for this podcast with the themes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm feeling motivated to go first.
Please do.
I'm sure you'll have things to say about this. So we went for a day in Birchington, which is a village near Margate. And because it was shadows, and we've done a little bit of work before on our shadow selves, or our gods and monsters, we sometimes call them. So I feel like I've got certain aspects of myself, the Beamish boy, the Scott Pilgrim, the unicorn, that are like my highest archetypes. And then I've also got the monsters that are like the dark archetypes, the demon, the Veruca Salt, and the Atlas. Anyway, so, and I thought, oh, well, I need to really get to know them a bit better because I keep suppressing them. I need to understand them better. So I went to, we went to Quecks Park in Birchington. Well, I went to Quecks Park. You went to Co-op.
I didn't go to Co-op. I just stayed in the town a bit more and just, you know, lathered up with the locals.
Lathered up, like with soap?
With Social juice.
Well, while you were juicing socially, I was walking through Quex Park, and it was a bit problematic actually because there was lots of barbed wire. It wasn't a very pleasant park to walk around. I had to climb over things and get concerned that I was going to get told off.
Quex was a bit of a quest for you, wasn't it?
But I did manage to talk to all my monsters, and get to know them, because they're not evil. You can't like just cut off your monster or your shadow self and send it packing. You have to get to know it, because it will always be there. So I realized that my three shadow selves had very specific needs that I needed to acknowledge. The demon needed to feel powerful, and it could own its own power without being, ignored. Veruca Salt needed to have fun and enjoy life without being told that she had to do something boring. And the Atlas had to, had to be loved and not rejected for stating its own needs. And the Atlas was the really powerful one, because I know earlier in the month we'd done something where we were talking about giving and noticing, spending the day noticing who we were giving to and what we were being given back. And I noticed it was really hard for me to receive from others. So anyway, long story short is that I've realized that I get on better now with my shadow selves, and I've learnt that I have needs that my shadow selves voice, and that I'm not going to suppress them anymore, and I'm going to voice them more if I can, such as my own needs for boundaries and having fun and being strong in my authentic self. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's good. It sounds like good, powerful work you've done with yourself.
Thanks.
Yeah.
How about you?
I didn't have the same journey. Not that I haven't thought about my shadow self, or as we call the gods and monsters. We've done a lot of work with that. And this month, it didn't feel like the time I wanted to go there. I went on a more creative, more artistic angle with the shadows themselves, and trying to, well, I was really appreciating the different shadows that were cast upon the landscape, as on a sunny day I would see, and hoping that I'd be able to capture that photographically. So I went out a couple of times and hoped to take some interesting shadowy photos, and it was nice just to go out and do that. I don't know about the results of the outcome so much, but it was nice to spend some time just looking for shadows and looking at shapes and taking photos of that. And I went to Whitstable for a run and for the afternoon and did that.
Did you find some good ones?
Well, it's quite tricky actually, because shadows depend upon certain things. I mean, obviously light, and you need sunlight, and in November that's not always guaranteed, so it'd be limited to certain periods, and when the sun was out the shadows would be cast and then I'd be looking out. But also you want to kind of find interesting shapes, interesting shadows, so you have to know where there are landmarks or things that catch the light of the sun or block it, so to speak, and create that interesting shape.
Like Palenque, which is a temple in Mexico.
Yeah, there's no Palenques in Kent or in Whitstable or Margate or wherever I went. But also you need the space, because if you're walking down a high street, you're walking in on a normal street, then the buildings actually block out the sun completely, and you don't get any shadows. So you need an open space like a beach or a field, but you need an interesting sculpture or landmark.
Well, we did go to the beach, didn't we? And there was black seaweed with shadows.
Yeah, so we had a moment with and I've had some stones and seaweed and, little things like that. I think that there could have been a lot more. I don't know where I would have gone, but you realize that to get something quite unique and different, you have to do a bit of research, think about that. But it's fine. It was still nice to be out in the sunshine with my phone camera and just enjoying what I could find.
I love that. You know, out there in the element, in your elements. So I've realized that the other thing I was going to share was is also more related to shadows than black. Is that bad?
No, of course not. Go for it.
Well, the Plato's cave and the fact that we could, in this moment, right now, be living in a mere shadow of what our actual reality is. And I really feel that's true, actually. And some people say we're moving into a new earth, a new dimension. We're transitioning from the three-dimensional into the fifth-dimensional. And it's a bit hard to get your head around what that means. But I do believe it. And I feel like, and I saw this lamp, like a simple lamp stuck on the side of a house. This is in Kent last month. And it cast a shadow that was two-dimensional. It was just beautiful in its own way. So a shadow is like a lower dimensional representation of another dimensional reality. So I feel like we live in this earth, in our world, and it seems to be 3D, but actually it's just a pale shadow imitation of what we really are, which is multi-dimensional beings in a multi-dimensional universe. So I don't really know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, you got that from a lamp.
Not just from a lamp. Where else did I get it from? I heard it from different things on the internet. Or from, you know, my own spiritual research.
Yeah.
But it makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's good. That's most important.
But that black beer you gave me was a little bit, makes me a little bit squiffy, so I might not be explaining it well enough.
Yeah.
But if someone's out there listening to this and you're thinking, right, I want to get more of this, then just get in touch, because we're all here to help. We're all here to help.
Yeah, so I think shadows are quite deep. I think both you and I have had, in some ways, could be argued more interesting insights or experiences with shadows. But I like the kind of contrast with black. That's just a bit more tangible. It's more in our society, like if we're looking for something to drink or eat or to do, black was more at hand than shadows was more elusive. But then if we wanted to think about something more kind of on a deal, like you say, a different dimension, the shadows then really played into that.
Yeah. So, well, it seemed to work well. I think maybe before next time we need to reassess.
Reassess what?
Well, who does what? Who is where? Who cleans the toilets? Who does the video camera?
Yeah, I guess there's always a person for a certain job. I'm not sure what that's got to do with this. Cleaning the toilets and all that, but it's good to know that we organise that. So, anything, what are your highlights with black? Anything that stands out for you with that colour?
Oh. Black. Many foods. Black olives, black beans, black cherries, black forest, black beer. I like black as a aspect of our foods.
I think I bought black crackers with cheese.
Oh, that was nice. No, black, that was, black truffle cheese.
That was in a black wax coating. I made some pizzas with black olives. We've had some blackberries in our beer tonight, in our black stout.
Oh, yeah. And I put some in my chips.
And I don't know. I mean, there's lots of things that are black, aren't there? Like, even Marmite and Bovril are black. But I guess things that are named black. Never had any black magic, did we, the chocolates?
No, we weren't sure if your mum liked them or not.
But we did get them in Magic Month 3 years ago. So black and magic, there seems to be lots of crossovers in there.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Black and magic.
Because we didn't get black magic chocolates, because I think we had them in magic.
No, but I thought you expected me to find them. Because I didn't change it. I just thought I would.
Yeah, it's fine. Well.
No.
No.
No, like, I don't put another person behind there, you know what I mean?
Huh?
But I just wonder if we're going to be here.
Well, I think what we might do is, if there's nothing else with black or shadows, we could wrap this up.
Oh.
How's that sound?
Oh, I think I fell asleep.
I know.
I've never fallen asleep in the podcast before.
I know, I was losing you, and I thought, okay, well, maybe we'll finish the podcast.
What was I saying?
Well, you weren't making any sense. So.
Oh, it's been... Listeners, dear listeners, it's because I've been slightly ill. I've got a cold. I've got a slight whiffle in my sniffle and a slight...
Snitzel in your whistle?
Yeah, snitzel on my bitzel.
Yeah, yeah. The twitzel in your fitzel.
And it's all come to the head. But what were you saying?
I was saying, shall we wrap this up?
I think so. And then we can always decide tomorrow if we don't want to do this one. But we should announce what next month's theme is, just in case.
I think it's been a really interesting month to have black and shadows. It's been getting a bit cold. It's been, but we've had some lovely sunny days.
Oh,
we enjoy the shadows personally in nature. And the colour black is very significant throughout a lot of popular culture, our experience. But it's time to move into December.
Yes.
So we go for the last month of the year. And Josh, what is the theme for this month of December coming up?
Charles Dickens.
It's Charles Dickens. So we are going to do another person. Our last one was David Bowie. Very different. But this one, we're going to see to the lens with his novels and stories and looking at Christmas. It's quite exciting. And we're in an area where there's a lot of links to Dickens, which helps. So we'll go out and visit those in the next few weeks. And we will look forward to seeing you all at the next podcast at the end of December, probably out in January. So
yeah,
we wish you all a very happy Dickens December.
Have a great one. Love you all.
Yes, love. Bye.
Life theme.